In this poster, we're going to highlight a novel phenomenon called pseudoregression of solid tumors underwent sonodynamic therapy. Pseudoregression means progression in tumor morphology despite regression of tumor metabolism. Photodynamic therapy is considered a promising anti-cancer treatment strategy, especially after the failure of the standard of care in controlling tumor progression. Major hindrance of photodynamic therapy applications in clinical settings is the limited penetration depth of laser radiation. Therefore, its role has been restricted to superficial tumors rather than deeply seated ones. Photodynamic therapy simulates the photosynthesis in plants that depends on a substance known as photosensitizer. In presence of oxygen, the photosensitization effect results after absorbing a specific wavelength of light at which the substance is converted from the ground state to the excited state. Low-intensity focal ultrasound waves sensitize the same photosensitizer used in photodynamic therapy, however, with deeper penetration scale from 4 to 8 centimeters below the skin. In response to ultrasonic waves, cavitation, gas bubble collapse, and light emission occur in a process called sonoluminescence. Photosensitizer excitation by ultrasound waves generates molecular oxygen atom as a free radical, causing oxidative cascade, which leads to a targeted cell death without damaging the surrounding healthy tissues and organs. In our study, we applied sonodynamic therapy either as a palliative option after the failure of the standard of care or as a solo treatment after declining the standard of care. First, 10 hours before sonodynamic sessions, oral liposomal formulations of heparin and curcumin were administered. Both heparin and curcumin were phytochemically extracted as both play as a photosensitizer at different wavelengths. For example, heparin wavelength is from 550 to 600 nanometer and curcumin is around 525 nanometer. Also, due to their poor oral bioavailability, liposomal-based preparation enhanced their absorption and targeting to be accumulated at tumor site. Second, hyperbaric oxygen and or ozone therapy before sessions help increase tumor oxygenation and overcome the hypoxic environment, which can resist the sonodynamic therapy as oxygen is necessary for free radical generation. Third step, intravenous albumin-coated microbubbles loaded with riboflavin were administered 30 minutes before ultrasound irradiation. Microbubbles will accumulate specifically in tumor tissue due to the high vascular permeability of tumor angiogenic vessels and poor tumor lymphatic drainage. As a result, nanoparticles either in the form of liposomes or microbubbles tend to be selectively accumulated inside tumor tissue. After ultrasound irradiation, microbubbles collapse, releasing the loaded riboflavin, which has a sonosensitization effect at wavelengths around 450 nanometer. Eventually, microbubbles administration before sessions improves sonodynamic efficacy. Three patients with solid tumors performed PET scan after four sessions of sonodynamic therapy, which revealed metabolic regression along with reduction in tumor markers and improvements of quality of life despite the morphological progression, which further decreased in PET scan follow-ups, confirming the phenomenon as transient with temporary effect. The fourth urothelial carcinoma patient underwent endoscopic biopsy after the CT morphological progression, along with histopathological examinations and immunohistochemistry that revealed neutrophil infiltration and increased rate of apoptosis with reduction of the proliferation index Ki-67 equaling 10%. 3 months later, patient performed PET scan which revealed total metabolic remission of the lesions. In conclusion, during cell death process, immune cells infiltration and cavitation properties by ultrasonic radiation result in cell swelling, which provides a false impression of morphological progression in regular sonography and CT study, meaning pseudoprogression. Therefore, PET scan and tissue biopsy, if applicable, are crucial for proper judgment of sonodynamic therapy treatment efficacy. PET scan demonstrates both tumor morphology and metabolic activity, whereas tissue biopsy illustrates immune cells infiltration and the degree of cell death. Thank you.